Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern, custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
Welcome to Sexology, a podcast that untangles the science of sex and pleasure. And now, with this week's episode, your host, clinical psychologist, Dr. Nazanin Moali.
Welcome to episode 421 of the Sexology podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nazanin Moali, and today we're diving into something truly fascinating and transformative, pompoir, also known as the art of vaginal gymnastics. This is a topic that's been on my own personal bucket list to explore, and I'm excited to share my journey of learning about it with you guys. I just got the course that's taught by Belle DiLorenzo. It's very interesting. I'm doing the exercises, so stay tuned for the updates. But if you're also interested in practicing it, if you're curious about it, the course is relatively affordable. The link is in our show notes. As I mentioned, our guest is Belle DiLorenzo, women's sexual health advocate and author of The Goddess Method. Belle is a pioneer in helping women enhance pleasure and amplify orgasms through science-backed pelvic floor techniques. In this episode, Belle shares her journey of discovering pompoir, explains its core principles and origin, and guides us through techniques like milking and fluttering that can revolutionize intimacy and connection. Whether you're new to this practice or looking to deepen your understanding, this conversation is packed with insight and practical tips to empower you. All right, without further ado, here's my conversation with Belle DiLorenzo. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Sexology Podcast. I am so excited to welcome Belle DiLorenzo to our show. Belle, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here. I'm very excited for our conversation today.
Well, I wanted to have a conversation about this topic for the longest time because ever since I was a kid and a teenager, I was like curious about women. They have all sorts of control around their pussy. And I know that's part of the training that you're teaching people. So tell us a little bit about how did you get to, do you call it pompoir? How would you pronounce it?
So I call it pompoir. I love to call it vaginal gymnastics because it's a very visual way to understand what's going on. And it actually came from the husband of one of our students who said, you've turned my wife into this vaginal Olympic gymnast. And I'm like, whoa, that sounds awesome. I love this. This is what we're going to call this, vaginal gymnastics, and it should be an Olympic sport. So yeah, it's kind of my journey was very similar to what you're describing. I knew that there was stuff that we could do, and I had read about different women throughout time, throughout history, who were able to control their vaginas to a completely crazy degree and twist men inside of them using their muscles. And I'm like, this is what I want to learn. Where's this knowledge? I want to learn this because I was very much a late bloomer when it came to sex, but I've always been very much a type A overachiever type of person. So I was like, when the time comes, I want to be great at this. And so I read about this, but there was no guide on this on the internet. There was nothing that I could find. I would find like transcripts of books and stuff like that and try to put the pieces together, but there was nothing practical. So many, many years later, when I was with my partner at the time, we had some issues when it came to sex. I've always been the higher libido person in the relationship. And he, after some trouble that he had with sex in the past, we don't really think about men having trauma, but they do experience trauma just like we do. And he had, you know, kind of learned to see sex in a very negative way. And so I was like, well, how can I mend this? How can I change this? And that's when my interest for pompoir, for vaginal gymnastics, came again. I'm like, I want to introduce something new so that he can think about sex in a completely different way. And so that's when, it, you know, the pandemic hit. So I was like, well, there's nothing else I could be doing right now. I'm just going to learn about this stuff. And because I was learning, because I couldn't go to the gym, I'm from Buenos Aires and the gyms where everything was closed. You couldn't do anything. We had one of the strictest lockdowns here. So I was like, well, I'm learning all of this about how to put together my own workouts when it comes to my body, with my, you know, my abs, my arms, my glutes, etc. Surely the pelvic floor muscles aren't that dissimilar. So how could I apply these things that I'm learning, these fitness components that I'm learning about the other muscles to the pelvic floor? And the vagina is quite particular because it is surrounded by muscles. So it's kind of like our mouths. Our mouths are surrounded by muscles. So there are different muscles that are in charge of smiling, fake smiling, you know, frowning. There's so many different things that we can do to move our lips in a certain way. And that's the way that I want people to think about their vagina, because the vagina doesn't just have different levels of depth when it comes to the muscles. It has a front side, a back side, a right wall, a left wall. And then you have the levels of deepness, if you will. So it's just so dexterous, and there's so many things that we can do with it. So when I started applying these principles and these fitness components to the vagina and started kind of putting together my own workouts, I started trying them out with my partner, and things took a completely 180 degree turn for us. And we, you know, we started using the pandemic the way the pandemic should have been used, to just have a lot of sex. So it was fantastic. It was really great. And we, you know, we started noticing things for myself as well. It wasn't just that he was having a phenomenal time. It was that I was having, you know, I was having orgasms much more frequently, and especially vaginal orgasms, because I feel like, you know, the female sort of society, if you will, we've kind of raised the flag of the clitoris. And the clitoris is fantastic, don't get me wrong. We love the clitoris. But we kind of neglected the vagina in a way, because we're like, well, penetration is something that could or could not be enjoyable for women, and mostly men like it. But really, you really want to focus on the clitoris, and that's it. And a lot of women have, you know, they have trouble orgasming from penetration. They have trouble. Sometimes they're like, well, you know, what I really like is when he goes down on me and when he stimulates my clit. You know, penetration doesn't really do it for me. Or it feels downright, you know, just uncomfortable. And that was the biggest change that we saw. I just started enjoying vaginal stimulation, internal stimulation that much more, because essentially I became obviously stronger, and the sensations felt a lot more intense. And that's when I started putting together the pieces, and I was like, well, what's the research on this? Because there is some research on pelvic floor training. And when I started going into that rabbit hole, I realized, oh my God, the research on this is overwhelmingly positive. Like, the research on pelvic floor training for women clearly shows that it increases female pleasure, female libido, female orgasms, lubrication, testosterone, like all of these things that as we age, or as we, you know, if we have children or et cetera, that kind of stuff kind of feels like it fades away a little bit, but it shouldn't. And not only that, even healthy young women, it doesn't really matter. You, even if you haven't had children, you can enhance all of these factors of pleasure and sex and sexuality just by training your muscles with the tools that you already have. So I was like, I was kind of blown away, because I was reading about all of these women who were going into, you know, vaginal rejuvenation surgery, or getting like pills to tighten themselves up, and tightening creams that all they do is they dry you up. And I'm like, oh my God, like, why are we not being taught that we can control all of this stuff? So yeah, that's kind of how my journey began. And that's how I started putting together all the exercises. And I have a very nerdy approach to vaginal training, very fitness centric approach, because that's kind of the hole that I saw in the industry. I realized that either sexual content was either a little bit too promiscuous and not, and almost vulgar, almost showing sex as a vulgar thing, or you had the very spiritual tantric approach. And I didn't really relate to either of those. I was like, well, I'm just a nerd. Like, how can nerds like me learn how to do this in a very pragmatical, reverse engineered way? And that's kind of the way that I put it together. Like, understand how your muscles work and train them just like you would train any other muscle. So sorry, this is a very long-winded answer, but that's kind of the journey.
I love that. And like many of the things that you mentioned, it resonates with me. Because similar to you, what you were talking about right before, I'm big on muscle training. I was like, not necessarily I want to be bulk, but it's like premenopause, you want to make sure that you're healthy muscles. I go to gym every day. And I love sex, but I feel like my experience of whether I'm experiencing internal orgasm or not if I'm honest, purely depends on the partner's anatomy of penis, right? It's like how their penis is, like the anatomy, does it stimulate the G-spot or not? And I always been very curious about pompoir. I've seen it as like on the art of kind of like a historic ancient, but similar to what you describe, I haven't seen, okay, how are you, what does it mean, right? Like,
what do you do on Mondays? Yes, exactly. Exactly. That was a big concern.
Yeah, like I think this like wonderful idea that you can have control and do all kind of, like as you said, talked about, kind of like fun gymnastic move with your vagina, with your pussy, all of that. And for our listeners, you don't need to be able to do it. It's like anything else. If you want to, it's a tool. Like throughout my sexual journey, what I've noticed is our listeners, I'm a psychologist, and I learned about sex therapy because I started having vaginismus. I had like painful sex. I'm like, I have high desire. Oh my God, my genital is out of control. It just says no. And then I was able to work through that. And I was like, thank God, it feels comfortable. I'm getting an orgasm, but now I'm ready for the next step. So like, I'm kind of curious as far as the historic part of it. Tell us a little bit about pompoir. Like, can you describe the origin of it and its core principles and kind of the way it was described before?
We still don't know where it originated, just to be quite frank, because but we believe there are traces of pompoir in very different ancient texts. So some people talk about the hetairas in ancient Greece, which were the only women allowed inside a symposium. And there were these entertainers, and some of them were musicians and very intelligent. And some of them were dancers, and some of them, you know, would sleep with men, and they would be able to do these sort of moves. And they're described as being able to split a clay phallus using her vaginal muscles. And that's kind of crazy. But that's one potential origin. Then we have, you know, all this culture around Thailand and Thai sex. And right now, even if you go to Thailand right now, you have these ping pong shows where women really contrary to muscles to suck from straws and throw, you know, darts with their vaginas. And that obviously takes a lot of control and is essentially pompoir. Then we talk about the Devadasi, which is the Devadasi communities, one of the In ancient India, they would practice something called sacred prostitution. So there were these women who, instead of marrying men, they would marry a temple. And they, part of the, in some of the Devadasi communities, part of their duties was to, you know, give pleasure to the devotees of the temple of said god. So that's another potential origin. But it's also believed in more modern times, it's believed that it was spread throughout China quite a bit. And in fact, the most modern, I think, you know, a recount of this is Wallace Simpson, the woman who King Edward VIII of England abdicated the throne for. So this woman was twice divorced, American in her 40s, no prospects, no title, and nobody could understand how she had such a stronghold on this man. And he was absolutely devoted to her. And he said, I'm not going to be king if I cannot marry her. So he renounced the throne, right? And, you know, Vicious Mind speculated that Wallace, throughout her time in China, because she had spent an entire year alone in China as a single woman, she had learned how to do what they call the Singapore kiss, which is essentially gripping a man with their vagina, with her vaginal muscles. And that is also, you know, that's part of pompoir as well. So we have all of these little traces. Some historians believe Cleopatra was able to do this, Diane de Poitiers. So we have a lot of these women, these femme fatales throughout history who were, you know, had this control over men because of their sexual prowess. And this is what we believe were, you know, the original, the OGs of pompoir, I guess you could say it.
And it makes me wonder, how do you learn this? Like, because I remember first time I heard about performer in Thailand, like I think I was like a teenager, like 12 or 18, and someone was like, oh, this is what we experienced. I was like, how is it even possible? Is it like they have different genes, or it's something that everyone can do? I see that you're shaking your head. No. Is this something that all of us can do with training?
Everyone can do. I mean, at least from our experience, we've been training, you know, hundreds of thousands of women, and it's, we haven't had any woman not be able to do it in the end. Like it would have to be like a particular very illness or incapability, but most women who have a uterus and a vagina, they should be able to do them without problem. Doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter how many kids you've got. You're perfectly capable of doing this. And it's truly just like training out any other muscle. Just like before, you when you see some, you know, when you see a pianist play with their hands and just move their hands in such a dexterous way, or a guitarist and how they move their fingers, and you're like, there's no way I could learn this. But then obviously if you just practice it, you can learn it. And it's like, oh, I guess my muscles and my you know, my joints do move this way. It's just we haven't trained that ability, and that's really it. But yeah, most women absolutely can train this, and that's the most beautiful thing. My favorite type of women to teach this stuff to is generally women who are maybe a little bit older and they feel like they're not, you know, they can't feel anything when it comes to sex, or they feel like their libido is gone and they're like, they're considering, you know, hormone therapy, or they're considering vaginal rejuvenation, all of this stuff. And I'm like, wait, you have all these abilities that you can develop. And we, you know, our bodies are just amazing. And the more we learn about them, the more we discover just how complex and amazing they are. Try this out first, because surely you can learn it. And we have this woman who's in her 80s and she's in a nursing home and she's just wrecking havoc. This woman is just one of our most devoted students. And she's like twisting men, and like she slept with everybody. This woman is amazing. She's so cool. She's so cool. And she always emails us and she's like, I tried this now and I tried this skill and I did the whipping on this man and I did twisting on this man. And she's just amazing. She's in her 80s. So it's like, there's just no limitations. It's wonderful.
That is incredible. So it kind of like takes me to the other question, thought that I had, because I know at this time and age, most people have heard about Kegel exercise. When people think about pelvic floor training, Kegel is the one that comes to my mind and many other colleagues' mind. And what they think people like, sometimes I feel always, what comes to my mind is that sometimes people over do Kegels, right? Like they're not doing it correctly. That can actually lead to tightness and pelvic floor causing all sorts of issues. So tell me, what distinguishes this gymnastic, vaginal gymnastic that you're talking about, to other form of pelvic floor exercises?
So the way that I talk about Kegels is, Kegels are to pompoir what strawberry is to fruit. So we have, you know, all dozens and dozens of unique fruits. We have bananas, we have pineapples, we have cantaloupes, we have all of these fruits. And that is just one of them. So a Kegel is essentially just a very simple contraction up and down. And that is it. So actually it should be more like a cantaloupe, because nobody likes cantaloupes. So, but a Kegel, it's more than Kegels. Kegels are fantastic, but they're very basic skills. And it's they're great for urinary incontinence. They've proven time and time again to be fantastic for vulgar prolapse. And they're phenomenal for building strength, but they're just one of the most beginner-friendly exercise for this. You're lifting and you're relaxing. The problem is that most women don't do them properly, because we're not taught how to do them properly. So a lot of women are pushing instead of pulling inwards. A lot of women are not relaxing properly. Therefore, that exactly what you said, it can lead to a hypertonic pelvic floor. It can lead to a lot of tension. And tense, overly tense muscles are not strong. If anything, they're weak, because they're too locked up to perform their activities correctly. So what we teach is basically dozens of different skills. We teach them squeezing, milking, locking, whipping, twisting, ringing, shimmying, all of these different skills. And Kegels are contracting, and they're one of them. And we do different variations of Kegels as well, because they're great for building initial strength. But then you want to move on to more dexterous stuff that could be a little bit more pleasurable and more interesting and blow someone's mind. And the most important thing is, we focus on a very healthy practice. So again, when you're training muscles that are so sensitive, you need to make sure that you're taking proper rest. You need to make sure that you're stretching your pelvic floor muscles afterward. You need to make sure that you're relaxing your pelvic floor after each session and not hold on to any contraction, because a lot of people just normally, naturally, we can hold a lot of tension in our pelvic floors, just like a lot of people hold a lot of tension in their jaws. So you want to make sure that you're relaxing, because what we want to optimize for is not just a strong vagina, but a flexible vagina, because, you know, that flexibility, that ability to shift is what allows us to make penetration feel good in the first place. If your vagina is all locked up, it's not going to feel good. It's going to feel very uncomfortable and painful. So we want to be able to know how to relax and when to relax, because that can be very pleasurable as well as a move on its own. So we focus on strength, we focus on power, flexibility, speed, and all of that is part of a healthy practice, all of these different fitness components.
That is fascinating. I like the analogy of it's like one tool in the toolbox, but it cannot substitute for everything else. And I love it when you were talking about the example of this woman that she's kind of in 80s and she's enjoying mm-hmm. all these activities. Tell us more about the impact in the relationship. I can imagine that like it increases one's confidence, yeah. but you talked about libido, all sorts of different things. Tell us more about how do that look like for your students.
I love that question because, you know, through the years, we've been trying to figure out, you know, just from a marketing perspective, like, what is our cohort? Like, who are we serving here? Like, because, you know, we have to figure out who, what age is, what's the actual issue, what is it? And the thing is, we haven't been able to, because women from their 20s up until their 80s, we have women interested in it from so many different perspectives. So some women, I would say the biggest perhaps benefit is the fact that you get to experience vaginal orgasms, whereas a lot of women don't enjoy penetration. So I would say the biggest change you will see is in the orgasm intensity and the pleasure you get from penetration, whether it's with a partner or with your fingers or with a toy, it doesn't matter. Everything inside of you feels enhanced. Then we have women come to us because of low libido. They want to see if this can help. And this helps because you become more effective at drawing blood to your genital region. You become better at lubricating. Your whole loop of arousal inside your brain gets optimized. And so you start getting more frequent orgasms. So a lot of women really like that as well, like the frequency of orgasms that they get. A lot of women want to please their partners a little bit more. I know that's something that you can say nowadays, but a lot of women are like, no, I actually want him to have a better time. Like I have a good time. I want to please him. I want to be the best sex he's ever had. And I don't think there's anything. That's how I kind of approached the practice at first. It was more about him than it was about myself. And then I discovered all of these benefits. So that's another huge one. Like, how can I make this even crazier for him? And something that I always say, we always get husbands and boyfriends writing to us, thanking us about this. And I say, don't, you know, to women, I always tell them, do not use this stuff on men you don't like. Because trust me, these guys will not stop calling you. They will not leave you alone because men cannot go backwards when it comes to sex. If a man encounters someone who can do pompoir, that's it for him. Like, he's done for. It's no longer going to be the same. So that's another thing. And then you have all these other aspects that perhaps it's not the reason why they come to us, but then they realize, oh my God, I feel way more in touch with my femininity. And that was something that happened to me a lot. Like, it's almost like you become more flirtatious in your walk, in the way that you approach the world, in the way that you carry yourself. You become almost like this sensual being, this very feminine being. And it works really well for women who feel like they're in a masculine energy a lot of the time. You know, CEOs or really high achieving women, sometimes we feel like, I just feel like I'm a ball of nerves and rage. And I just want to, you know, connect a little bit more with my feminine side. And that's a big thing that this has. But also, on the other side of that coin, we've had women come to us because they had a traumatic experience when it came to sex and they felt really powerless. And this allowed them to feel powerful again when it came to sex. Instead of just being this passive person when it came to lovemaking, they were like, no. Like, I am in control of my own orgasm. I can, you know, at will decide whether you come or not, because, you know, when you become really dexterous at this, you can even basically trap your partner, trap a penis inside of you and not allow him to let go and not allow him to ejaculate. So you have a lot of power just because you have really strong muscles. So these women who had problems with sex, or perhaps they had been abused, now they feel all of this empowerment and they feel like, oh my God, I can think about sex in a completely different way. I am in control. So that's the great thing about this. Just because of our students, I've just realized all of these different things, thanks to our community, that you know, some women think about it in a very passive way and how to connect more with a more submissive role. Some women think about it in a very powerful way. How can it be a little bit more dominant and have a lot more power? Some women really enjoy the libido part of it. Some women really love pleasing their partners. Like, it's so many different things into one. And you can probably say that about any exercise, right? Like, exercise has so many different benefits. And muscle training on its own, I love that we as, you know, society, we're kind of shifting our focus and, like, you know, muscle building is not just for men. It has so many benefits for women as well. And so I love that we're kind of leaning towards that because, you know, one of the worst things to have as you grow older is to not have any muscle. It's one of the biggest causes of death is that they just fall, and, you know, older people just fall and don't have any muscle to support them. So it's so important for us to have this. And my goal is to make essentially pelvic floor vaginal training as normal as any other type of muscle building should be.
I like that. I'm like thinking about it. It's a tool you can apply it however you want, but it puts you more in the control of kind of having the experience that you want and how powerful. Mm-hmm. I'm still in this little bit disbelief that anyone can have that much power over their muscles. Although I'm as a kind of someone that loves exercise, I can see that in other muscles. So yeah. I can have that and pelvic floor. So yeah. I bet many of our listeners, they are now intrigued. Like, and I share with you, we are all practical people. So what are like some skills, like practical skills that you kind of like share with our listeners that they can practice today to kind of experiment with this?
Let's see if I can bring the easiest ones to teaching in a non-visual way. But I think first of all, knowing how to do a proper Kegel is essential. So the way that you would think about a Kegel is you want to inhale through your nose. And as you exhale, that's when you want to lift with your pelvic floor muscles up as if you were holding your pee. You want to lift up and feel as if you're sucking and you're pulling from a straw, right? And then you want to obviously relax again. And that is what we would call a simple standard Kegel. We can do this fast. We can do this rhythmically in the rhythm of different beats. We can hold the contraction, you know, we can lift up and then try to see how long we can hold for and then relax. We can do eccentric contraction. So lifting up and then slowly relaxing back down because we're actually stronger during the negative portion of a contraction. But then one main thing that I want people to denote is the difference between contracting and squeezing. So once you kind of understand this difference, because they're completely different moves, once you understand this difference, everything kind of clicks. So we talk about three planes of motion of the vagina. We talk about the vertical sort of axis, so the different levels of depth from the entrance of the vagina to the heart to the top near the cervix. Then we talk about the horizontal axis, so the left side and the right side. And then we talk about the frontal axis, so the front muscles and the back muscles. To denote the main difference between the vertical axis and the horizontal axis, we have the contraction, as just like we said, you suck in from a straw, you're holding your pee, you're lifting up, right? It's the vertical axis. Now let's talk about how to differentiate between the horizontal walls, how to activate those. Squeezing is basically pressing with your horizontal walls together to close the vagina horizontally. So you're closing the vagina horizontally and you're narrowing the vaginal canal. You're essentially making yourself tighter, whereas contracting or Kegeling or lifting is making yourself shorter. You're lifting up. It's a vertical move. So how do we denote this difference? A really nice way to think about it is think about trying to grab a marble with your vaginal muscles and lift it inside of you. So you would do two different moves. You would first sort of grip it and kind of flex your muscles to sort of grab it and take a hold of it. And then you would lift up, right? So those are two different moves. We first close the vagina and then we lift up. That first initial flex or closing of the muscles, that is a squeeze. And then the lifting up portion, that is a contraction. So once you kind of understand that difference, you kind of understand how it kind of goes, because squeezing is not as intuitive as contracting, because contracting or Kegeling, we do it very normally in our day-to-day lives. We contract when we orgasm, we contract when we try to hold in our pee or holding a fart or whatever. We contract very naturally, but we don't squeeze as naturally. So it's going to feel quite subtle at first. But what you're trying to do is you're trying to sort of flex your muscles. You're not pushing, you're not lifting, you're just flexing. You're almost like you're activating your muscles. Imagine your vagina at rest, and then you're flexing your muscles and activating them. And see if you can try to bring the walls, the horizontal walls together in a series of pulses. So you flex, you flex, you flex, you flex, you flex, until you'll feel like you've hit a wall and you can't really flex anymore. That means that you've successfully closed the vaginal canal and your horizontal walls are touching each other. Now, a great way to understand this, obviously, is with your fingers inside of you. Your fingers, when it comes to pompoir or vaginal gymnastics, your fingers are your best friends with this. So if you can get into a comfortable position where you insert your fingers inside of you, you want to try out these two moves. So you first want to contract or lift or Kegel. They're all the same. And you'll feel a really strong pull inwards, right? Your fingers will be really pressed against your vagina, will really take a hold of your fingers and lift it up. But then, when you relax, I want you to try squeezing and doing this sort of flex, 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 flex into a pulsing motion until you can't anymore. And what you're going to feel is that very subtly, the different walls of your vagina will slowly press into your fingers. And there's no pulling, there's no pushing. It's just that you're essentially getting tighter and tighter and tighter around your fingers. And this main difference, this is the eureka moment for most pompoir students, because once they understand these two moves, and as you continue practicing, you're going to make them even more different. You're going to really easily be like, okay, now I'm going to contract, now I'm going to squeeze. Completely different moves. Once you understand this, this is when every other skill gets unlocked, because then what you can start doing is combining both axes of motion. So for example, you can say, okay, I'm going to squeeze and close my vagina, but only at the entrance. Okay, now I'm going to squeeze and close my vagina, but only at the heart. Okay, now I'm going to squeeze and close my vagina, but only at the top. And then you can do this subsequently and create what we call the whipping effect. So you close the entrance, the middle, the top, the entrance, the middle, the top, the entrance, the middle, the top. And you create this sort of like wave-like motion that gets stronger and stronger because you're training through the week. So your muscles are getting stronger at it. So you're essentially stimulating your partner in a wave-like motion as if you were almost like massaging him. It feels really, really good. And you're stimulating yourself and you're creating this friction inside of you because you're stimulating your entrance, then your G-spot, then the cervix, the entrance, G-spot, cervix, and in a really fast manner. It feels fantastic. So that is one main difference. Now, another way that you want to start doing some different types of contraction type exercises is in what we call a full range of motion manner. So once you inhale again, and as you exhale, I want you to really slowly contract up and really slowly and try to see if you can consider 10 different levels of depth. Now, that it might be a little bit mind-blowing to your brain, but imagine that you're trying to pick up a marble again and you're lifting it up into 10 levels of vaginal depth from the very entrance all the way to the middle up until the very end. And then you can hold that contraction for 3 seconds at the top and then really slowly release going through each of the levels. Now, you might at first not notice, not distinguish between 10 levels. Try to do it with 3 at the beginning. Do it with the entrance, the middle, and the top. And then again, back down the top, the middle, and the entrance. And then try to see if you can divide it into more levels. Let's do it into 5, let's do it into 6, until you get to 10. If you can feel 10 levels of depth, and then slowly back down the same thing, what you're essentially doing is you're developing all these tiny little muscle fibers, these muscular regions of your vagina, and that's going to make sex feel a lot more enhanced, and you're going to gain control over all of these technical tiny, tiny, tiny levels, and you're recruiting all of these tiny muscle fibers that then you're going to be able to move in isolation. And that's when all of these crazy moves start to appear, because it's quite different to suck at the top of the cervix than to squeeze at the middle, but only on the right side, than to rock back and forth at the entrance, but only with the front and the back wall. So this is when all this dexterity really comes from. It's almost like you have 3 keys on a piano and now you have 6, and you can work with all of these different keys and create a lot more interesting melodies. So yeah, again, long-winded answer to how to approach some of these exercises and how we approach them. We obviously, in our program, we have what you do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with animations. But yeah, just without the visuals, this is the best way that maybe I can explain some of the beginner moves that you can start doing and thinking about.
I think it sounds great because it helps people with developing internal awareness, because some of the issues that people have is like, I'm checked out during sex. A cisgender heterosexual couples like is trusting me and I'm thinking about the laundry.
Yes, absolutely. I love that.
But it can help people to be more engaged and also kind of feel more excited about this. How much of a commitment is it? Is it like Monday, like sounds like a weekly, daily exercise, which is very fair, I think, with anything else is like that. But how often are we practicing, like as far as duration?
So we're doing Monday through Friday, and typically it's like 20 to 30 minute sessions. Generally, we do it first thing in the morning, 20 to 30 minutes. And that is including 5 minutes of just relaxing and stretching out our muscles at the end. So you would say 25 minutes of a session and then 5 minutes of relaxing our muscles at the very end and stretching and making sure we're not holding to any contraction. And then we generally recommend people take the weekend off. Obviously, you can continue having sex and trying them out, but we try for women to take the weekend off, and they usually realize that on Monday they feel stronger. And that's because, you know, they just rested their muscles and they recovered. And then we generally advise 1 entire week off every month. So if you have a period, that's probably a great idea to have it be your period week. But generally an entire week off, because generally what we do is the week before that rest week is going to be quite heavy. It's going to be a lot of really interesting new exercises, advanced exercises. So that's when you want to, you know, really, really, really challenge your muscles and then take an entire week of rest so that they recover and they build even stronger.
Fascinating. So I bet many of our listeners now, they're intrigued. If they find you, they kind of get information and you have this wonderful book that I was so excited when you guys send it to me. Where can they go to find your content?
So everything we have is at goddess.com. And I say goddess because it's the word goddess, but with an H after the O. So we go goddess.com, G-O-H-D-D-E-S-S.com. And that's where you'll find everything. So we have a lot of free blog posts, a free downloadable guide. We have access to the book. We have access to the program. We have access to one-on-one coaching. I kind of wanted our website to have access to give you guys access to absolutely everything that we have. And you also have our social media links, everything. Everything is at goddess.com. And yeah, the book is, we hit number one on Amazon's Women's Health at the beginning of November, which was just a crazy milestone for us. The book started at the beginning of the year because so many of our readers wanted to learn more about the science. And if you want to maybe learn a little bit about the difference between the program and the book, I would say the book is a great first step. So if you're more of a do-it-yourself kind of person, definitely get the book. We have it on Amazon and it's $10 on Kindle. I think it's $20 on paperback. I generally recommend paperback just because it's full of images and infographics so you can understand every move. But basically the book is, you know, divided into two portions. One is my story and how I develop it in the story of Pompoir as it is. And the second part is how you can basically your Bible on your vagina, how these different planes of motion work, exercises for each plane of motion, how you can put together your own workouts, how you can even develop your own skills if you want to, and all of these fitness components. So the book is very, very science heavy and very, very nerdy. Now, if you want a program that takes you on what do I do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and with animations for every single exercise, that's when you want to get our flagship program. And the program, again, goddess.com. So it's called the Olympus program. We're about to release an entirely advanced course in a couple of weeks, which will be free for everyone inside the program already, but has like the really like crazy, takes months to master skills. Because most skills of the program, you will master in a matter of weeks, maybe a month if they're really complex. But some students through the years, they're like, look, I've been training a lot. I wanna learn some really crazy stuff. So I'm like, you know what? I'll put together the craziest of craziest programs. So like locking someone and not allowing them to let go, wrench them to one side or the other, just completely crazy stuff. In the program, we also have We try to make training really fun. So we always release new lessons. And something that we've done just really recently is, because obviously, you know, we want to make this a gym for vaginas, right? So we want to make classes kind of fun. So we decided to do sort of like a Guitar Hero of vaginas. So you kind of listen to a song and you match the different exercises to the different beats and rhythms of the song. Just so that it could be, you know, because we want people to continue doing the exercise. And obviously it takes work, you know, you have to put on 20, 25 minutes, 30 minutes every morning. So we want to make it fun for you. And we have the community and we have access to me and my coaches. So that is the program that has everything you need. And you also, with the program, you get a free copy of the book as well. If you don't want to get the two separately, you'll get one with the other. So yeah, that's everything is at our website. And again, we have a free guide as well and a lot of blog posts, which I love writing about this stuff. We're always developing new skills. We're always developing new things because I really just want to make this. My biggest goal right now is to publish research on this because all the women that we've been training, just the benefits keep appearing more and more benefits. So I'm like, we need science on our side. We need to actually publish some research and understand how these muscles work because we still understand very little. We still don't have an actual good study on Pompoir specifically, on the dexterity of the vagina. And I think that's our next step. It's funding some research for this. And that's really, really exciting.
Sounds very exciting. And thank you for all the resources. The link will be in the show notes. I'm very curious myself. And I thank you for your time and being so generous with all the information.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really excited. I'm excited for you to do the course and read the book. I want to know which one is going to be your favorite exercise. I always wonder. I have my suspicions, but I always wonder what your favorite of all the exercises is going to be. I'm really excited.
Oh, Please do.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I hope you guys found our conversation useful and meaningful. As someone who struggled with pain during intercourse, one of the things that's really inspires me when I'm leaning into pleasure, and like sex is something that I truly enjoy. And also I feel I'm in control, because when I was struggling with pain during sex, I felt like my body was betraying me. That's why I felt the course for Pompoir is such a great next step in my sexual journey. As we mentioned, the link is in the show notes. You can use our affiliate link to get discount on the course. I reached out to her. It's like, this is great. I want to promote the Goddess Method. And Belle, after our conversation, was generous and she shared the affiliate link with us. So if you're interested, get it through our link. And that would be the best way of supporting us as well. I love you, I appreciate you, and I'll talk to you next week right here.
Thanks for listening to the Sexology Podcast. For more great content, visit www.sexologypodcast.com. Please be advised that information presented on this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health provider.